Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Friday morning, August 8th, coming to you live from North Central Minnesota. This is Jane Hoffman. Well, I feel like tonight's episode is sort of a waste of time because no matter the history of a person, some say inevitably they don't change. It takes something really major like a deathbed conversion to change people. And that's how I feel about my former radio producer. Now, he grew up in a reasonably sized town in Oklahoma, and his father left his mother for the church piano player. That lady had two kids, and he never got over the divorce. Then his father molested his stepkids, and later on, E reported him to the police, and the father had to serve time. I guess what I'm getting at is he had an unstable childhood, and all his anger and derivations that were derived from that come from that. He can talk till he's blue in the face about living his best life, but you can't live your best life in the fashion that he does. And I'll explain that. Today when I was at gambling intervention at my evening therapy, I walked by a sign. And it had a circle with like six arrows shooting out of it. One was emotional well-being, physical well-being, occupational well-being, spiritual well-being, I think family well-being. There was a few, physical, emotional, spiritual, occupational, and a few more. Now, if you're way overweight, you don't have a job, you don't have balance in life, in other words. Emotionally, you constantly lash out on other people, even on issues that aren't even yours. Then it creates a problem. Now, I do believe he has become more self-sufficient in gaining income. And what I mean by that is, well, let me just put it this way. He wrote a message from Beach Not Hyung on his blog, "Pay no attention to harsh words uttered by others." So I drew an arrow to his blog about me, and strangely enough, I sent him $7. It was left over from after paying bills. Once a month I load PayPal and I pay certain bills that way, but usually now I have a new debit card, so I pay my bills that way. Well, sometimes I load PayPal because I have to pay bills directly only through a debit card, and that was a more rudimentary way of doing it before I got a debit card from the bank. I just sent him the leftover change because he was livid a few months ago when I demanded through PayPal the $22 back for services not rendered because he pulled John and I from the network. And he did that in a very paternal way. He didn't ask. He just did it. Anyways, John and I asked him politely, do you think John and I should leave the network within 30 days because we had some disagreements? Also, he was getting more and more hostile with each episode. He seemed to be joining the episodes quite a bit, even though John and I were co-hosting, and he destroyed our Easter episode. He destroyed the serenity of it, and he was completely rude. And a couple times, my $20 payment for BTR, I didn't pay till like the 25th, and it was due the 23rd, and he had to cover it. Well, he just freaked out about it, and now I see he's only posting 30-minute shows on his radio network about once a week or once every 2 weeks. So it appears that he can't pay the $40 fee. it wasn't that important to me because I have other things going on in my life. I work 70 hours a week. I have two full-time jobs. I work 70 one week and 80 the next. Plus, I write for a local paper. The problem at level with, between me and Ernest is things, we did work things out from the problems that we had back in the early 90s. But in the old days, he used to lash out at people in a very cruel way. And one time he wrote my boss at Systematic Office Supply. I had sent him an email or fax from that place, and he crossed the line in the boundaries, telling my boss things that were inappropriate. It had nothing to do with him, and he betrayed me. He also betrayed my twin sister and Marguerite by collectively ringing up over $1,500 in phone bills between the both of them. And even when he was face-to-face, point-blank, with asking to apologize by me and John on one of our episodes, he refused. He never came clean with any negative shit he did in his life. I still gave him a second chance. He was humorous in some ways. Even though he wasn't college educated, he had knowledge about the world. But in the last few years, he has become more extreme. He's become an anarchist. And in my personal point of view, he's become antisocial. And what I mean by that is he's in a bubble world of thinking he's living his best life, but at very strong moments, he treats people rudely. So on his blog, which I'm not going to mention any websites, okay, or his full name, but on his blog, he wrote things that he thought I did during my peak time at gambling. There were a few things I did do during those times, but no Christian should really post somebody's sins on their own website that is irrelevant to their life. When things got tough for me, he backed away, tried to leave him one or two voicemails over a period of a month. He's also a liar. He called me a stalker because I returned one phone call in 4 months. And that's because I found the blog last night about him bad-mouthing me. He stated that he blocked me on every single fucking level. Well, how can you really block anybody? I blocked him on Facebook. You can't block anybody on Twitter. There was no reason to. We had no communication. He didn't block me on that. He may have blocked me on his personal email, but I didn't even know about it because I never wrote him back after that day that John and I terminated the agreement with BTR. I never wrote him back after I sent the $7, even though he wrote on his blog he was wondering. Then at the end he wrote, he doesn't hate me, he's just had enough. Well, whether you hate me or not, you're still trying to make people look bad and you're exploiting them. And I don't buy my son Xbox credit to leave me alone. I've hosted his friend here all summer, and they've lived a luxurious life. Plus, my son committed himself to doing summer school, and he completed 2 classes well. So nobody's ignoring anybody. I do work long hours, but I flew his friend out here at my expense so that Lauren could have a companion. And we go a lot of places, and we do a lot of things. I don't have to justify my life to anybody. I work for a living. I'm a Christian, and I'm a good-hearted person. Plus, I don't sabotage people. I don't have a reason to sabotage people. I don't have a reason to make people look bad. But when they make themselves look bad, it's evident that sometimes as a Christian you have to step in. In my opinion, he's the worst Christian I've ever met. He's worse than Miley Cyrus. unapologetic, uncensored, and unplugged. Unfortunately, he's not attractive as Miley Cyrus, so he can't get away with it. He constantly promotes homosexuality on all his blogs and networks, and he hasn't even had a boyfriend in 8 or 9 years, except for one Mexican who he porked occasionally that he didn't even care about. In my opinion, life is not about doing what you want, but doing what you know is right. And I don't see him living his best life. He might have improved with canning, gardening, and cooking, and perhaps he helps Brian by making meals. But and I'm sure hoping he does more things around the house, but it's still not going to cover half the rent. And I wrote in a blog about 2 months ago after things fizzled between us that there are things that I don't accept about him either, which is true. I don't accept his laziness. I don't accept him taking responsibility for the fact that he can't work and won't go apply for SSI. He won't go get food stamps anymore. He puts the whole burden on his roommate. He's an adult who will not take responsibility. I should not have looked at his blog last night. I had sent him the money a month ago. The whole thing is irrelevant and it's no longer important. The reason I'm doing this show is to set the record straight. If someone doesn't be honest, it doesn't matter whether he liked Marguerite or my sister. The fact is that in a Christian body of believers, you need to repent for your sins, and he never did. And I believe his main problem stems from the fact that his mother and father rejected him, and they never truly loved him. His mother pushed him away at 18 and forced him to join the military. They didn't want him in the house, and they didn't want him around. They didn't accept him. When he got flown back from California to Oklahoma, they didn't care again, and they were swapping between houses trying to get rid of him. He worked a couple odd jobs at a hotel and at Arby's, but he always had trouble supporting himself. So I really don't care anymore. He can sponge off Brian for the rest of his life. But eventually there's going to come a point where Brian dies, and maybe Brian will not leave him money in his will. And he'll have to face himself, but I'm pretty sure he'll die first because he has no health insurance, and since he's an anarchist, he probably never applied for Obamacare, and he's 400 pounds. So eventually, his health problem will catch up to him, and he'll probably croak before Brian does. Well, with that, I have nothing more to say. I'm ending the show. The friendship is over. And I have no interest in trying to fix things. Good night.